Ignorance is no longer bliss after listening to this. This is Colin Cook and How It Happens. We're on to topic by topic in the book of Romans. I believe, but I'm addicted, and after listening to this, you'll not be the same. So what do you do when you want to indulge, when you want to go into your addiction, when there's very little inclination to resist? Well, I'll tell you right away that I'm not fool enough to think that a few little teachings here that you're listening to right now will help you to stop immediately. Some people find freedom from addiction instantly. They are very few, but they do, because God sometimes just reveals himself through Jesus Christ in such a startling way and a powerful way that some people are set free immediately. But I would like you to understand that most people do not. And what you as a Christian need to know is this, that addiction is a part of your Christian journey. Let me say that again, that your struggle with addiction and your process of coming out of an addiction is part of your Christian journey. I say that because I want to remind you that your addiction is not a mountain between you and God. So many people think, oh, I wish I could become a Christian, but I have an addiction. I wish I could become a Christian, but this problem is in my way. Until I get it out of the way, I'm not going to give my heart to Jesus Christ. That is foolishness. You come to Jesus Christ because Jesus Christ has taken all your guilt and shame upon the cross. Remember the two verses that I've given you. Romans 5 verse 10, we are reconciled to him even while we are enemies. And Romans 4 verse 5, God declares innocent the ungodly as they trust in him. Those two verses, and they are just two of many, help you to see that no addiction needs to stop you from being a man or woman of God. It's not an hypocrisy to have an addiction and also to be a Christian. You are learning as you go. Your addiction becomes an instrument in the kingdom of grace. Your addiction now is not outside of the kingdom of grace. And once you get free from your addiction, you'll be in the kingdom of grace. No, it is part of your walk and journey in the kingdom of grace. But let's suppose then you just feel like you want to indulge. Let me tell you one word, pause, before you do. Pause. It doesn't mean to say you won't indulge. It doesn't mean to say that if I pause, I won't want to do it, or I'll stop doing it, but I don't want to pause because I want to do it. No, that's not the point. The point is you pause to say what's going on here, and remember the three factors I've talked about. Spiritual delusion, emotional wounds, and escapes from pain. Before you go into it, ask yourself, how am I thinking about God right now? Am I thinking he's looking at me and about to poke me with judgment and rebuke? Am I thinking that he's going to turn his back and abandon me if I go and do this thing? Am I thinking that he hates me and he's ready to drop me into hell with the slightest provocation? That's a delusion. That is spiritual delusion. So before you go into your addictive binge, let's say you'll say, Father, I have no desire to resist right now, but I do want to affirm who you are to me. You are my Father. You have revealed your love to me in Jesus Christ. You have atoned for all my sins. You do not reject me. And even if I should indulge right now, I know I am not abandoned. You are with me. You say, Colin, if I do that kind of thing, don't you think I'll just let loose all over the place and just indulge all the time? No, you won't. Do you see? Because the power of an addiction comes from all the guilt and the shame and the fear that causes you to block God, to shut him out. But you are now opening up to him. Now it's scary, I admit, because you'll think you're blaspheming and that you're taking advantage of the gospel and so many other things. You will be afraid. But you'll say, Father, I cannot let you abandon me, because if I do, I will do worse. You hang on to God. So the first thing you're doing before you're indulging is affirming the truth about your Savior, the truth about your God. You are not going to block him, even if you indulge, because you know that if you block him, you will do worse. And so you choose, even bravely, shall I say, to say, Father, you have to be here with me. I have no desire to resist today, but you have to be here with me, otherwise I'll do worse. And you take God into that darkness with you. Remember the Psalm 23, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me, and God will help you. Now remember the second thing. The first dynamic of addiction, spiritual delusion. The second dynamic, emotional wounds. You might say to yourself, why am I feeling this urge to go into my addiction today? What's going on? And you pause and you remember. And you somehow have a flashback, but a reflection on the things that were done to you as a child, the abuse that took place, the accusing and blaming of you, so that you felt like rubbish and of no use. And you remember that and you say, I see what's happening. I am simply recalling the messages as of a child, the messages that came to me as a child, where I was useless, I was no good, I didn't amount to anything, what's wrong with me, and I feel depressed from that. And even if I go into my addiction right now, I am going to affirm to God, Father, I thank you that the messages from my childhood have no power over me anymore. I thank you that they died at the cross in Christ, that I'm not counted that anymore. And remember that at other times, you may actually start writing an undelivered letter to your abuser, or you might start writing in your journal everything and all the things that were so bad that went on in your life, and you will process them through your journal. Do you see that though you may not take action on doing that right away, although perhaps you will, you might think, I see what's happening to me now. I am feeling so worthless and useless in life. So I think I'll start writing about that in my journal, and that may distract you for an hour or two, or a day or two, or a week or two from your addictive binging. On the other hand, it might not just be a distraction, it might be an actual healing process to work through this. Maybe after a while of writing an undelivered letter to your parent or to your abuser, you might decide to actually deliver that letter and confront your abuser. You will grow strong as time goes on. Remember as well that in your emotional wounds, you might decide to go to meetings, to anonymous groups, to Alcoholics Anonymous, or Narcotics Anonymous, or the other various groups that there are, Sexaholics Anonymous, other groups. But do remember that going to groups is not the core of the issue. I encourage going to groups. It is very, very helpful for you to talk through your issues in these groups. But remember that the core issue is your conversation with God in the most private, intimate things you do in your addictive struggle. Yes, talk to God, knowing there's no condemnation, knowing that he is willing to hear, knowing that he's not ready to drop you at the slightest provocation. But he has his arm around you. He says, talk to me about this. And what you discover from all of this is that you are definitely on a journey. in regard to your journey. In fact, it is an amazing awareness when you realize that most of the talking you do to God would never take place if you didn't have an addiction to talk about. It is the sheer pressure of the addiction and the tendency to feel the guilt and the shame and the fear of it and the indulgence that push you towards God. That is why He has allowed it in your life. Now then, remember then, factor one, spiritual delusions, factor two, emotional wounds, factor three, escapes from pain. And so you pause before you binge and you say, you know, I'm really escaping from pain here. And you may discover that it may not necessarily be the pain from childhood, but simply the pain of doing what you have to do today. You've got some projects that must be done. You've got to go to work, or maybe if you're self-employed, you've got to do various things that must be done, and you just don't want to do them. And addiction becomes a rather convenient outlet, a convenient excuse, if you like, to binge so that you can forget the pain of what you have to do. So it might be a good idea before you do binge to say, okay, I'm going to write down the various projects I have to do today and what steps I have to take to do them. Now, when you do this kind of thing, you are moving more and more into reality, faith reality, action reality. And that makes addiction less and less powerful. As the days and weeks and months and years go by, you will realize you are growing because you are growing in reality. You know, ignorance is bliss, as long as it's total. But I've given you too much information, too much truth about Christ and God the Father, too much reality of faith for you to enjoy the blissfulness of ignorance anymore. And you will find that the knowledge of the truth will gradually set you free. Let me tell you about the coming seminar on Saturday, 25th of October. I believe, but it's all the other stuff. You know how it is. We have faith, but then all the struggles get in the way, and we say, why isn't God helping me? Why isn't He coming through for me? What do I do about this problem or that? And after a while, because we haven't got a settled faith on what God has done in Christ, we assume that all the other stuff that comes into our lives is simply a message that God doesn't care, or that I haven't truly got the gospel yet, or that I'm not converted. And this is ruinous to people's Christian life. Now, I want to encourage you to come to this seminar on the 25th of October, Saturday, at La Quinta Inn in Lakewood, 9:30 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon with a break for lunch, because we're going to learn how faith works with the other stuff. Somebody says, what do I do when my life sucks while I'm trying hard to believe? Look, we're going to look into, I do believe, but where is God? I'm mad at God. I struggle with depression. My life's not making any sense. I worry all the time. I can't stop doubting. Why all this suffering? So I encourage you to join me on Saturday, 25th of October, 9:30 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon at La Quinta Inn. That's 7190 West Hamden Avenue in Lakewood, Colorado, South Frontage Road. And admission is by donation, but I shouldn't really say that, because if you can't afford a donation, you turn up anyway. It's far better to see, I'll be truthful to you, it's far better to see you than your donation. I really mean that. But if you can afford a donation, recommended $60 to $100, it's most welcome for the ministry. If you can't, $5 or $10 or zero. I'll see you there, and I'll see you next time. Cheerio, and God bless.